Hundreds of Lebanese families were deported from the United Arab Emirates back in 2009. This issue has lately been repeated, foreshadowing a possible crisis in the bilateral ties of the two states. Ahmed Fadl had been working for some 30 years in the Emirates before he was forced to leave with his family. "We were forced out in a non-humanitarian way," he tells us.
"We were subject to questioning for several times by security agents, asking for information about Hezbollah. We don't have the information that they want. They call us and tell us we are not welcome in the country and have a few days to leave."
Ahmed said he had to close down his business and didn't even have enough time to sell his belongings, and has already lost half the fortune he worked so hard for, and now calls on the leaders of Lebanon to help him and others in their dilemma. Many of the deportees said that they were taken by security agents to the police station, where United Arab Emirates authorities asked them about Hezbollah activities in Lebanon. When the Lebanese nationals said that they were not into politics and just wanted to go on with their business, they found themselves at the Beirut International Airport just hours later. After the first wave of deportations, Parliament Speaker Nabih Berri visited the Emirates and was told there would be no more expulsions. Yet several deportations took place after his visit. This month, President Michel Sulaiman visited the United Arab Emirates and wished that the decisions relating to the stay of Lebanese expatriates would be evaluated in accordance with the rights and duties sponsored by the Emirates' laws and systems. One member of parliament told Press TV that the politicians are doing all they can, but that the issue came as a surprise.
The Emirates and Lebanese people share historical ties because the Lebanese took part in the building and prosperity of the Emirates and became a significant part of the texture of the Emirates. Both President Sulaiman and Speaker Berri have visited the Emirates, and we hope that through these talks, the brotherly ties will continue and the Emirates would reconsider its stance towards the Lebanese who have been living and working in the country for many years.
Some observers believe the crisis is part of the Cold War mindset of the United Arab Emirates. As long as this mindset is not changed, many Lebanese nationals whose only crime was to try and find a good working opportunity could still pay the price. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.